Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So I believe that, inshallah, we have gone through the issue of Tahiyyat al-Masjid, and we explained that it should be prayed any time of the day and night, and we know that it is mandatory. It is not voluntary. You have to pray. If you sit without praying, you are sinful. And I believe that the school of thought of Imam Abu Hanifa states that you do not have to do it. If I'm not mistaken, also the school of thought of Malik, they say that it is not mandatory to pray it. But from the hadith, we learn that it is mandatory. The Prophet ﷺ instructed the man who sat down to stand up and pray it and offer it, only to indicate how important this prayer is. We move on to hadith 111. Yes, brother.
Zayd bin Arqam reported, "We used to talk while engaged in prayer. A man talks to the man next to him in prayer until this verse was revealed, and stand before Allah in devout obedience." Surah Baqarah, verse number 238. "And we were commanded to observe silence in prayer and were forbidden to speak." Muslim.
This hadith relates to an incident that used to take place at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. At the beginning, when they're praying mandatory and obligatory prayers, faridah, in congregation, it was open for them to say and talk and chat. So in the prayer, a man would come and says, "Assalamu alaikum, salam, what's happening? All is well, how's the family? Alhamdulillah, okay." And they continue. So it was normal to speak and talk and chat until Allah Azza wa Jal revealed this verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. And qunut in Arabic has a number of meanings. We have the famous meaning that everybody knows, which is the dua. We say qunutul witr, Allahumma hdina fi man hadayt. It also means to prolong the prayer. And the best of prayers are the long prayers, as in some narrations. It also means to not speak. And this is what is intended in this hadith, or in this verse, because the Prophet revealed it to them and he recited it to them, which indicates the instruction of Allah Azza wa Jal not to speak in prayer. So this was at the very beginning, and now we're commanded not to speak while praying. However, scholars differed a lot in regards of what is considered to be speaking. So some of them said that whatever is more than two letters is considered to be a word. So if someone says noon meem ha, for example, this is speaking. But if you say ah or oh, these are two letters, this is okay. And there is no authentic opinion or evidence to back this up. Whatever is considered to be speaking, it is considered to be speaking. So if I'm praying and I say to someone, "Hey, this is speaking, I'm speaking to someone." If someone, while I'm praying, says, "Did anybody come and ask about me?" And I said, "Yes," this is speaking. So anything that it comes out of your mouth is considered to be speaking. What about laughing? Scholars say if it's a smile, it is highly not recommended. But if it is actual laughing, you know, you make sounds and you giggle and you cannot control it, this is definitely taking out the soul of the prayer. So therefore it's even greater than speaking, because it shows your lack of interest and disrespect to Allah Azza wa Jal while praying. The following hadith is hadith number 112, and who will read it to us? Yes, brother.
Narrated Abu Huraira and Abdullah bin Umar, may Allah be pleased with them. Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If it is very hot, then pray the Juhr prayer when it becomes a bit cooler, as the severity of the heat is from the raging of the hellfire.
Okay, this hadith was reported by Al-Bukhari and other books of the hadith. The hadith is tricky. For us as believers, the Prophet is telling us that the severity of the heat is from hellfire. One would say, come on, this is not logical. How can it be from hellfire? The simplest thing to say is, Akhi, did you see hellfire? I said, nope. You've ever visited it? I said, nope. So how do you dare and say that it can't be? Yes, we know that it is from the sun and it is from the low air pressure or high air pressure or whatever. All of this is things that do not go against what we believe. We believe in what the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam. In an authentic hadith, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that hell complained to Allah and said, O Allah, I have eaten myself. I have consumed myself due to the severity of the heat. So Allah Azza wa Jal told hell that I will give you two breaths to breathe through and reduce your heat. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is the severity of the heat you find in summer and the severity of cold you find in winter. I always read this hadith and I was shocked. I always thought that hell was hot. Now, we learn that even the severity of cold is from hell. And I could not understand this until I happened to get in touch, and I've seen this, when there was a cylinder of nitrogen. And some of the nitrogen was released and someone touched that white material and he was severely burnt by it. And I was shocked. And I said, is this hot? He said, no, it is so cold that it burns. And then I said, Subhanallah alladhi la ilaha illahu. How does the Prophet say something like this in Arabia 15 centuries ago with no nitrogen or hydrogen or any of this sort? And he says that hell's breath is the most severe cold you find in winter. And they didn't have any winter. The coldest it would have been probably, let's say, 1 degree centigrade below. This is not sufficient to burn you. To be burnt by such cold weather, you have to be like really, really below zero. So, subhanAllah, I've noticed this in front of me, and I was not a very smart kid at school, so you definitely recognize that chemistry and physics and etc. I was very bad in them. But when I saw it in front of me, and when I saw that person get burnt so severely by this nitrogen, I said, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Therefore, this is something that is from the unseen. This is from the ghaib. We do not put these rules and regulations in our heads to it. We believe them as they come. The Prophet is saying and telling us in this hadith that we should cool down. We should delay the prayer. So how to cool down? The scholars say that you must delay Dhuhr prayer. So instead of praying it at 12:30 in the middle of the summer when it's extremely hot, delay it until just before Asr prayer. 10, 15, half an hour before Asr prayer. Because when it's 3 o'clock, is it the same heat as when it's 12:30? It's much less. So there are hadiths where the weather was extremely hot and the companion wanted to call for the adhan and the Prophet said, cool down. So he didn't. Half an hour, cool down, until it was almost close to adhan, until it was almost close to adhan al-asr. Then the Prophet said, now go and call for the adhan. He called for dhuhr, they prayed dhuhr. Afterwards, immediately, he called the adhan for asr, and they prayed asr. This is permissible. They prayed dhuhr on time. As we know, the dhuhr time extends until just before the Adhan of Asr. Now, this can be applied only in hot areas. So no one goes to cold areas and say, Wallahi, we would like to cool down. It's already cooled down, mashallah. Someone wants to cool the prayer in Canada, for example, or in Europe. Your summer is our winter. Your summer is our winter. The hottest it can get is 25, 26, and you die out when temperature is 26 degrees. This is the coldest we get in winter, 26 degrees or 25. So this applies only to summer when the sun is extremely hot. Can we apply it to winter? No, because you cannot warm or heat the prayer because it's the cold weather is throughout the day and night. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have until we meet next time. Fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.